Aspen Films Making Movies Matter program typically connects filmmakers from the festival's Shorts Fest with Roaring Fork Valley students. With this year's event going online and classes being canceled, that's meant reimagining the program. Aspen Films Education and Outreach Manager Mary McClure talks about the silver linings of going virtual.
For listeners who might not be as familiar with Aspen Films Making Movies Matter program, just tell us a little bit about it. How do educators use the program?
So normally during our Shorts Fest, we send out a compilation of films to teachers throughout the Roaring Fork Valley and a brief synopsis of the films. And then they're able to go through and pick which ones that are appropriate for their class and fill out a little form of how many children saw it and notes to the filmmaker, which our filmmakers love. What we've done differently this year is we've sent out films and we have a handful or more of filmmakers from around the world that are available to do a Zoom call with the class and have a one-on-one discussion with the filmmaker. It's pretty amazing to have filmmakers from all around the world be available. Some of them would have to be up at midnight to be able to do some of these calls, but they have done it.
COVID-19 has brought up challenges for everyone, and particularly for the arts, which is something that's meant to be seen and heard and experienced. How hard has that been to find ways to connect with audiences and continue the educational part of Aspen Films' mission?
So far, we've had a nice response. Most filmmakers would be so busy right now, and now that everybody has to be in their homes, that they're even more available for our students to be able to have those one-on-one conversations. And you wouldn't think they'd be as intimate, but they're even more so because during the film fest, you know, they have to run from film to film, or they're going to discussions with other filmmakers. And now we have an audience, you know, children, and they can have this really intimate conversation. And kids have gotten really good about taking their turns and asking questions. And I feel like people are a little bit more engaged in a weird way. It seems kind of odd, but it seems to have worked out well in this circumstance.
Is there a silver lining to this situation or any takeaways as to the resiliency of the arts community that you've seen through this program?
The silver lining to this, I think, is that kids, you know, get to see these filmmakers from all around the world. They realize that they're in the same position and that they get to ask about their lives around the world, and everybody's experiencing the same things, but they're also still learning about their cultures. And what their perception was is so different. And they really, truly realize how more aligned we are as people. And that's what I really love about this program.